evening and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, May 9th. Would you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it is posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the Board of Supervisors met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here. At this time, we will hear from our residents during the visitor public comment section. If you would please state your name and address, limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. The microphone is open. Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for the Board of Supervisors meeting for April 25th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those meeting minutes are approved. First on our new business agenda is going to be A, 1 through 7, the revised preliminary final land development plan for the Pennsylvania State University, Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, University Technology Center, and Keeling Gardens in Mill Flat, number 1274. Mr. Emmerich.
Sometimes it seems like we just put that there for you to say it all, doesn't it?
I wonder, you know what, and I didn't trip this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a revised plan to the plan that was previously submitted by Milton Hershey Medical Center, which created the University Tech Center and also provided some alternate parking over at the Animal Research Facility. What they proposed as part of this revised plan is they had originally proposed two infill areas in the courtyards inside the hospital, if you're familiar with them. Originally, there was going to be 8,300 square foot infill in one area and a 10,400 square foot infill in another area. The 8,300 square foot area has been removed from consideration and the 10,400 square foot area has been increased to 20,000 square feet. And that is in the area that's visible from the emergency room. We've all been there. On Google Earth, it's in this area. So, along with this addition, they're also looking at reconfiguring their parking area in front of the emergency room. That doesn't show here. So that's really the changes that were made. The traffic report that was originally submitted with the project hasn't been altered. It showed 36 new peak hour trips. We don't see that as being any real impact on the surrounding traffic area. The stormwater is controlled through existing underground storage transmission line. The waivers that were granted under the previous plan we're considering is still standing, this being a revised plan. So therefore, we are recommending approval of Plat 1247, subject to the applicant reimbursing the township for cost incurred in reviewing the plan no later than June 9th, 2017, and that performance security is provided to guarantee the completion of requirements of required improvements in the accompanying agreement is signed no later than November 9th, 2017. In my original written recommendation that's in your packet, there were items C and D. Those were addressed today. So those do not need included in any motion. So with that, I'll turn it back to the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions?
So they're proposing to fill that area with building?
They're leaving some courtyard in there. Yeah, but they're They're putting in an expansion of the emergency department and an expansion of the operating room surgery waiting area, which totals the 20,000 square feet.
And that sort of expansion for the surgery is just storage, correct?
No, that was a waiver of land development plan that we did for the storage.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Very good. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next on the agenda is B1 through 11, consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision plan for Fox Glen Drive, plat number 1268, Mr. Emmer.
This could almost be termed just ordinary business. This plan was approved November 22nd, 2016. The applicant had a certain amount of time ending in May to address the comments, May 22nd, 2017. The applicant has asked for an extension of time. They're still trying to pull everything together for this project. If I can make it as simple as we're recommending that the extension be granted conditioned upon items A through O of my report, that would save me reading. If that's please the board.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Amrick on that? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And that motion is approved unanimously. Next on the agenda is C1 through 7, consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision land development plan and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Downtown Center, plat number 1258. Is this the same thing?
This is similarly an extension. However, this applicant has, this is for the post office correct. They submitted new plans. They're trying to keep the previously conditionally approved plans active until such time as the newer plans are conditionally approved, which, by the way, one of the conditions of approval will be withdrawal of this plan. So we are supporting the extension at this time, just holding on to that approval.
For what it's worth, we are paying attention. We did hear that one. But okay.
So we are recommending the extension be granted conditioned upon items A through H of my report.
How long was the conditional approval? What is the duration of conditional approval?
So this would extend it to August 22nd of 2017.
Okay, with the submission of their revised plan, will be a withdrawal of this plan.
As part of the recommendation that I'm going to include to the board as a recommended motion is that the applicant withdraw this plan upon approval of the plan that's currently working its way through.
Very good. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmer? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is D1 through 3, consideration of the release of the remaining balance of the performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision plan for the enclave in Derry, plat number 1158. Mr. Emmer?
Ordinary business.
So moved.
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that motion is unanimously approved. The next on the agenda is E1 through 4, consideration of the release of a portion of the performance security provided for the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for the Milton and Catherine Hershey Conservatory at the Hershey Gardens, plat number 1250. Mr. Emmer.
Same as
ordinary business. So moved. Second.
Second.
Second by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 That motion is unanimously approved. Next is F1 through 18, execution of a right-of-way use agreement with Crown Castle NG East LLC to provide terms for the use of the public right-of-way along Northeast Drive to construct a communications tower, distribution antenna node on a new pole structure. Mr. Emmerich.
So now this project started out with 29 nodes of the new mini cell towers that we've all heard about. They were all proposed within the public right-of-way through a meeting here at the township with some of the other entities of the township. We were able to get all but three nodes moved into private parking lots under stealth design and so on. So I think, first of all, Crown Council worked very well with the township in having that all happen. Of those three nodes that are within public right-of-way, two of them are within PennDOT right-of-way. This last node, or this third node, is located adjacent to the outlets and kind of across from the Historical Society entrance. As part of allowing them into the right-of-way, they provided us with their somewhat standard agreement that John Yost has reviewed. It's quite specific to just the single node. It doesn't allow them to just plant these anywhere within the township. It talks about their indemnification of the township and its employees, you know, for any harms. It also provides a $500 annual rent to the township and 5% of the adjusted gross revenues from that antenna structure with a minimum payment of $200. So this last node, now we'll wonder what we've done with them all in private, will gain us $700 a year. From at least, we'd expect that maybe the 200 would climb at the 5% of the adjusted gross income. So this is the only small cell that will be within the township right of way. We're recommending that the agreement be signed.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmer? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel. Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that motion is unanimously approved. Next is correspondence, board committee information. To my left, Mr. Moore.
Thank you. I did pass that along with the support the Parks and Rec stakeholders meeting respectively. And Rec Center, sorry. And first one was very educational. And I greatly appreciated the learning and hearing from each of the stakeholders regarding what's important to them and the reasons for wanting aspects of the rec center that they advocate for. So I think it was very worthwhile attendance, and it's a fascinating proposal with a lot of good features. So,
good. Mr. Weir.
This Saturday was construction back, and in connection with that, we did the second phase of revitalize, like you've been involved for work. And thank you, Jill. This was a trying revitalize grant. It was on and off, and we had to get checks from people, burn checks from people, a lot of calling with suppliers, and went very well. The trees are in the ground, and then in the fall, we were planning 50 more trails.
Very good, thank you. I don't know if we are too far past it, but I did the PSATs, I think. Did we have a meeting between now and then? Mm-hmm. We did, okay, well.
You talked about the award.
Oh, yes, I did, thank you. So, I was fortunate enough to be a participant in the Kiss Hershey Back, and also we had our public hearing together with the Homestown Borough on the M&H Railroad. In addition to that, I had the opportunity to meet with Department of Transportation Secretary Richards with regard to that initiative, and we will be continuing that dialogue. I believe both from Secretary Richards and Representative Mahaffey, they have spoken, and I think they're hearing us. I don't know how far and how fast this is going, but we will continue to monitor it and certainly advocate for the interest of our communities. In addition, I've attended another Tri-County Regional Planning Commission meeting and also their luncheon, so pretty active 2 weeks, and can't wait till the 17th, Ms. Court, the day after Election Day.
Oh, that day. along with Mark and Matt, I attended the Recreation Center stakeholders meeting and just continued to be impressed by the process and the passion of all the people involved under Matt's leadership and a lot of really wonderful community members that want to see this thing through and realizing that this not only meets the needs for today's community, but the community for decades to come. So I'm excited to be a part of that, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll have it at a point where it'll be baked enough that we can start to share it with the community and start getting feedback and figuring out how to make this work for the township. Also enjoyed being part of Kiss Hershey Back. It was wet and damp and cold and slingy mulch and 55-degree drizzly weather is not great, but it was somehow fun being a part of that and working with the supervisors and also fellow Rotarians as well. And just a quick reminder, although every day should be Bike to School Day, tomorrow is National Bike to School Day, so looking forward to seeing parents and kids get out there early in the morning and bike to school and vie for some great prizes, and thanks to the police department and the township for supporting that.
Just want to report that we had our monthly transportation meeting this morning where John and I meet with Chuck and Lauren and Tom Clark and others involved in transportation efforts. We went through, I think the board was copied on the monthly transportation report so they can read through that. Just one highlight, sort of a high-level planning effort that we brought up is that we continue to try to engage in a high-level planning effort that would go all the way from Hummelstown Middletown Road exit over to Fishburne and Governor, and we've got the Tri-County Regional Planning Committee to buy into being a part of that. And this came up as a result of the Christian Medical Center briefing us on what their plans are in the coming years, in the next 3 to 5 years. So it's really an example of how when we get our large entities communicating, how we can engage in higher level planning transportation efforts. So it's pretty exciting. We really think that with all these stakeholders coming together, we'll have a better chance of getting the attention from PennDOT.
So that's it. I just want to note here that when you talk about all the different things going on within our community, the committees and various efforts, whether it's the transportation information that we've got to address and continue pushing for the rec center. The biggest message in this is the collaborative approach. Stakeholders, people that are involved in this, how are we getting the information from our residents into the hands of the professionals as we plan and advance the initiatives for our township. So I continue to marvel at that, because when I hear and listen to other communities, they simply just, they don't have what we have, and very proud of that. So. Anyway, moving on to
another thing about transportation. The medical center is going to be having a kickoff for bike share.
Yes. Thursday.
Yeah. 2 o'clock.
So
if you're bicycling, you want to attend that.
If you start tomorrow for the bicycling and continue through till 2 on Thursday, you get a prize.
No, but it's nice for people who don't know. It's open to the community, and it's just $5 to register with Zaxter, which is the organization the medical center is partnering with, and that enables you to pick up a bike anywhere on their campus and take it anywhere you'd like on the township and just bring it back to the campus. So it's a nice thing for the employees who get to use it for free, and then the residents that have a very, very nominal charge for being able to use bicycles anytime. So good thing for our health, our environment, and a nice way to make our community more bikeable and give us all a sense of place. So.
Looking forward to it. Next on our agenda is going to be the reports of departments. First up will be President Patrick Russo with Fire Company.
All right, thank you. Just reviewing our alerts for the month. We had a busy month. We had 78 alerts for service in the month of April. That's a high number. Otherwise, we're continuing work on our various projects and fundraising issues. And that concludes my report for the day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next up is Public Works, Mr. Piccolo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say to Matt Weir, I'd like to thank you and the volunteers for Tree Vitalized. I know years ago when this program came out, I was a little skeptical. I'm a huge fan now. The trees that are going in because of Tree Vitalize are outnumbering the tree removal permits we're receiving. So this is a real good thing. And kiss Hershey back. We collected probably 35 bags of trash. We planted a tree, and we also had some flowers that were planted up to Shank Park Barn. So with the lower numbers, we still had a good turnout. It was a good day. So thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I do have to always mention the volunteers. We have Boy Scouts from Troop 10865. We have Dauphin County Probation and Parole. And we're getting some volunteers really know how to plant trees, which with your help and with their help, it makes a lot easier.
Very good. Thank you. Next up, Mrs. Ellis with the library.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is my last Board of Supervisors meeting as your library director, I would publicly like to first of all thank Jim Negley very much for all of his years of support and help with the job that I've done. And for this board and the boards that have preceded you that I've worked with, thank you so very much. And for all of my colleagues as department heads, it's not only been a pleasure, but it's been great to get to know you as friends and professionals. Thank you very much.
It's indeed been our honor to be able to work with you, and on behalf of the board and the residents, thank you for a job very, very well done. Your service here will not be forgotten. Thank you.
And Mr. Foley, if I may, I had been sitting on the board with Barbara for 3 years now, and I got to tell you, I haven't seen anybody who has been more dedicated and committed to an organization than her. She eats, sleeps, breathes this library. The care and attention that she's given to it, it's like her own child. I mean, it was phenomenal. And we are incredibly lucky to have a department head like her who lives and breathes her department. Words you just can't describe your dedication and your caring that and love that you gave to that library, and it shows. It really does, and we are a much better community because of it. So, thanks.
Thank you, Terry.
I do not have a report. Thank you,
Matt.
Just wanted to let the board know that at the next meeting, I'll have an agenda item for the board to consider award of the bid for the bike path crossing Wood Road. So that'll be on the agenda next meeting.
Super. I did miss one item. Thank you for your efforts with the Cocoa Castle. Just fantastic. I drove by there the other day and I could not believe the number of people out there. It was amazing to see it. So outstanding work. Appreciate all your efforts there. That concludes yours. Downtown Chris Brown. No report. No. Mr. Moyer with HRG.
Nothing to report here.
You're new, so you don't get a nice face.
No, I haven't scheduled a few times.
Mr. Emmerich.
This evening we had the hearing for the official map. Brandon had mentioned scheduling a date for adoption. The reason we need that is because it has to be properly advertised. We're suggesting that be adopted June 27th, providing that the board is thinking in that direction, with the two modifications that were recommended this evening.
Does everyone concur with that schedule? It looks like an affirmative.
And then also on June 27th, the Hershey Downtown Center, the newer plan, is proposing apartments. Under the old zoning, apartments were permitted by right. Under the new zoning, it's permitted as a conditional use. I'm looking to schedule that conditional use hearing again for June 27th. That would be at 6:00. I really don't expect that to take much more than 10 or 15 minutes.
Very good. No objection.
Okay.
Very good.
That's all right, thank you.
Economic Development, Ms. Lebron.
Just a reminder that Art on Chocolate is this coming Saturday, 10 to 5, downtown Hershey. Just a note, Caracas will be closed between Chocolate and, Cocoa will be closed between Chocolate and Caracas. Caracas will be open, Chocolate will be open. The event will be in the park and on Coco and in the green space in front of the theater. So it should be nice. We have over 150 vendors this year. It's shaping up to be a really good event.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good. Mrs. Henry.
Nothing, thank you.
Mr. Navy.
Barbara, I want to thank you for your nice comments. They're very much appreciated. You've done an outstanding job, and your budgets are always superior. I thank you for all your hard work and dedication. Thank you very much.
Just so the public doesn't think that that's the final, we will be having a party for Mrs. Ellis. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $181,196.45 and payroll in the amount of $352,291.99. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that is unanimously approved. Next is our final visitor and public comment. We open the podium with the same criteria. Please state your name and address. Limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Jay Ziegler, 971 Bullfrog Valley Road. This is more for Public Works. I know there's discussion about repaving Bullfrog and Sand Hill. I don't know where that's at, if you're anywhere close to
it. I can nod my head, yes, there is discussion.
Okay, my issue is with DTMA, we've had road collapse from the sewer line going around my property there, and they have addressed it, and it seems to work, but I think it's coming back again. So if you're gonna be repaving the roads and working with it, they need to take care of that first, or you're just wasting your money. It's not exactly in front of my house, it's more up toward my business sign and around the corner. It's at different areas this time. I just noticed it the other day. I thought they had it taken care of, but they've been pumping stuff down there to stabilize the ground.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bob will take care of that. Anyone else? Very good. Seeing none, I think that's the end of the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. Second by Mr. Engel. We are adjourned. Thank you, folks. Have a great night.
There you go.